Welcome to the Brian Noonan Show podcast. I am Cody Goff, and I am here with the titular Brian Noonan.
I thought your pledge of doing the opening right was being recorded. That's why I said I'd believe what comes out of your mouth, or not. I'd believe what's in your heart, not what comes out of your mouth.
No, I didn't. I didn't hit record.
You didn't record that.
No, not for that.
So well, you got it right this time. That was very good.
It's all about keeping it simple. I've realized
economy of words.
Yeah,
which I preach, but I do not practice. Because I try to use as many words as possible.
Well,
in a flurry of words, I hope that I will confuse people enough to go, man, he must have something important to say.
Hey, listen.
And yet I don't.
I'm always confused when we do this podcast.
I know. And we're doing the podcast again because, once again, we are preempted by Blackhawks hockey. So we appreciate the Blackhawks. We love them. Go Hawks. But we need a way to connect with you because you're clamoring for new content. We hear your cries.
That's what that was.
The cry of people, where's the content?
That's what it sounded like.
Where's more Noonan Show?
Mm-hmm.
And now, well, here it is. This is what we give you.
So much of that.
Now, by the time you're listening to this, very exciting things will be happening, I guess. We'll talk about what I went through this weekend, but Cody is flying off to Switzerland, isn't it?
Switzerland.
Now, if I put it in order for chocolate and knives, would you be able to bring me back either or both of those?
I don't know how much luggage I'm bringing, so the knives could be tricky.
Well, they're little Swiss Army knives. You ever have one of those?
No.
I have a tiny one in my car right now, a little one like this big, just in case.
But
just in case I have to, you know, stab. I don't know. What could I kill with a blade that's 2 inches long?
That was an inch and a half.
Yeah, inch and a half. Maybe. Not much. But when I used to have a full-size Swiss Army knife, which I've never understood because there's a million. You've never had. Really? You never had a Swiss Army knife?
I might have one in my bag.
The red, you'd know them. They're red and they have a million different things on them.
Yeah, let's see.
They've got a. I've used the one in my car, and I forget where I got it. It's one of these little tiny, like a keychain size. Knife, but it's got like a little scissors, which I've used in an emergency to cut a fingernail. It's got a plastic toothpick. It's got two different size blades. I think one of the blades may actually be a can opener or a bottle opener. I know my full-size Swiss Army knife that I had back in the day, that had the bottle opener. It had the scissors. It had. How old are those Monopoly game pieces from Jewel? McDonald's
yeah,
cards. Oh, Jewel cards. Yeah.
I don't know.
Did you play that, or did you just have the cards?
I played it.
Oh, we played it, too.
I love that Monopoly.
Me, too. Every year, I can't wait for the Jewel Monopoly, and every year, my wife gets angrier and angrier because we'll be one away. I only need one. I go, yeah, that's the one that everybody needs.
Yeah, that's every...
That's the one piece that everybody needs in America, and only one person will get it.
All right, there's
so you don't have a Swiss Army
knife? For a wedding gift when I was in a wedding party, I think I got a little miniature one that I used to carry in my bag.
Right.
But I have flown with this.
Oh, yeah, you can't carry
so
a knife
on a plane.
So I
think I removed it, yeah.
Well, you should look that up when you get to Switzerland.
I know what a Swiss Army knife is.
I know. Well, you could probably get a good deal on them over there, right out of the factory.
Or they're more expensive.
Or you roll a Swiss Army guy for them. I wonder if the Swiss Army actually carries those knives. If you see a Swiss soldier, ask to see their knife.
Do they have an army?
They must. They have Swiss Army knives. Why would they just have a warehouse full of knives and no army?
Maybe it's like Salvation Army. There's not really an army, literally.
Well, Salvation Army would argue that the army of kettle people, the bell ringers, is an army of people.
Yeah, but did they fight?
You ever seen somebody try to steal a kettle?
No.
Well,
have you?
Because they know. They'll fight you.
Well, that's true.
I don't know. And they may pull a knife. I don't know if Salvation Army has a sponsored and sanctioned piece of cutlery that they give their soldiers, but I know the Swiss Army does. And I always thought, like, what's going on with the Swiss Army that they need all these different blades, they need a scissors, they need a nail file, they need a toothpick, they need all different kinds of things.
The Swiss Army, fun fact, was founded...
I would love a fun fact.
...by David Hasselhoff.
Are you sure it was the Swiss Army?
No, I'm thinking Knight Rider. I'm thinking Knight Rider. Let's just delete that part.
Okay, fix it in editing.
The Swiss Army... I'm not going to edit that. I'm too lazy.
No, leave it in.
The Swiss Army was founded by MacGyver. And so they often would need various tools to build bombs or defuse bombs or build small roller coasters that would allow them to escape precarious predicaments, Brian.
As you're talking to me about the precarious predicaments, I'm looking at some of these Swiss Army knives that are for sale.
In Switzerland?
All over.
Okay.
They have some that have thumb drives on them, USBs. They have some that have corkscrews, little saw blades. They range anywhere from a simple one that's like $16, which is the one I have, the Swiss Army Knife Classic that hang on a keychain. That's like $16. Then there's some here for, there's one for $90. So you can get anything. Victorinox makes them. Victorinox Swiss Army Knife. 33 functions on this Swiss Army Knife. There's a magnifying glass. There's pliers. There's 33 different things on one knife. How big is this knife that you got to have? It's a medium pocket knife with 33 functions. It's got a large blade, a small blade, a corkscrew, a mini screwdriver, a reamer, punch, and sewing awl, a can opener, a 3-millimeter screwdriver, a bottle opener, a 5-millimeter screwdriver, a wire snipper, scissors, pliers, wire bender, wire crimper, fish scaler. That's good because you often go fishing.
Often.
When you're traveling abroad.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a ruler in inches, a hook disgorger for when you're fishing, you got to get the hook out. A ruler in centimeters, a wood saw, a nail file, a nail cleaner, a metal saw, a metal file, a magnifying glass, Phillips screwdriver 1 and 2, a 2-millimeter screwdriver, a 4-millimeter chisel, a multi-purpose hook. What's that for? Oh, a myriad of things.
Many purposes.
Stainless steel pin, a key ring, and a corkscrew.
No cigar cutter?
You could probably use any of, out of the 31 features, you could probably use about 15 of them to cut the end of a cigar.
Worthless. No dedicated cigar cutter. Literally unusable.
And it's only 4 inches. It's a 4-inch knife.
So how tiny are all those pieces?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right.
There's a lot going on. So MacGyver invented the Swiss Army.
That's what you're saying.
I understand. Because
he always needs to do little. But I forgot that David Hasselhoff played Knight Rider.
Right, and he's big in Germany, not Switzerland.
I didn't care about that part.
I understand.
I was just making an 80s television reference. But here we are. Anyway.
So you're going, why are you going to Switzerland other than to get me a knife and some chocolate? Which seems like I could have just sent you anywhere. If I were to send you on errands, which I never have and I don't foresee ever doing. But if I were to send you on, like one day I just was so full of myself. I said, Cody, I need you to go get me a Swiss Army knife and some chocolate. My first thought would not be that you would run to Switzerland to get those. So why are you going to Switzerland? Somebody else has an errand for you.
Yeah, I'm going to be hobnobbing with the billionaire class.
Is that right?
The billionaire class.
Wow.
So
is that like a strip club or is this actual billionaires?
Erotic dancers is what they prefer to be called.
Really?
Brian?
I call them dirty nudie girls.
Is that what you call
them? All the time. Glitter-caked dirty nudie girls.
Wow.
Yep.
That's
and dollar bill vacuums.
Lots of adverbs.
Adjectives.
And adverbs.
Hmm. All right.
Ah, you don't know. Right. Tricked you. I will.
So why are you going to Switzerland with billionaires?
With the billionaire class. I will be doing something work-related that I don't know how much of. Well, I mean, by the time this podcast posts, actually, the event will be.
Right.
Will have concluded also. But
we'll hear a recap when you come back.
Yes, I will have been present at the World Economic Forum.
Wow.
Annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland.
Will our president-elect be there? He will be president by then.
He will be. No, Inauguration Day is during.
Oh, that's right. During it, yes.
It's on the last day of WEF.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big deal.
It seems like a big deal.
Several world leaders will be there. Many United Nations ambassadors.
What are you doing there with world leaders and ambassadors?
I'll be doing some work stuff. I'm not going to be hanging out with them.
Well, you said you were going to be hobnobbing,
yeah,
which intimated that you would be hanging out with, I don't know, name a world leader. Who's a world leader from Switzerland?
Sir,
do they have a prime minister? What do they have there, a president?
I can't name any.
All right.
I don't know them.
Well, you could be president then.
But many ambassadors and leaders.
Are they huge, huge ambassadors?
I mean, the president and vice president of companies like probably, I don't know, Microsoft,
wow.
IBM.
I've heard of all of those
level
companies.
Stuff. I'm just throwing out random names. I don't have any idea who's actually attending. But, and I mean, Emma Watson was there last year, which
really?
I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Well, she's the United Nations ambassador
to women.
Or whatever.
To women.
She represents all women.
She represents women.
In the world. And then last year someone ran into Kevin Spacey.
Really? What is he doing at the World Economic Summit?
No idea. This year they're giving some award to Shakira. Shakir is going to be there.
You know what? If I were you, I would forego hobnobbing with the billionaire class and hang with Shakira.
Shakira, Shakira.
Her hips don't lie.
I heard that.
Oh, man. That Shakira, she's something.
Anyway.
She's saucy.
Apparently, it's not super formal. I don't have to wear a suit and tie the whole time. Right. I'm thinking of just bringing...
Why wouldn't you bring a suit and tie just in case?
Because I've been told by experts who have been before that no one wears a suit.
At the World Economic Summit, no one wears a suit.
Here's
tuxedos?
The thing. It's the billionaire class. They don't need to dress up for anybody.
I know, but they're billionaires, so I would imagine they'd like to. They probably have, you know, jeans that cost $10,000.
Probably.
You know, and distressed sneakers that cost as much as, you know, we make here in 10 years. So like $100. $200.
Something like that. What I'm thinking of wearing is I have two Bernie Sanders hoodies and a Bernie Sanders t-shirt, and I might put the Bernie Sanders 2016 bumper sticker on my luggage and just walk into the billionaire class and see how that goes.
Well, that's one plan.
Yeah?
You could play it that way. How much do you like your job? There's the question. Do you enjoy your job? Do you enjoy that they're sending you to Switzerland and you did some work for them in Mexico, and I know you did some work for them in London and España?
It would be.
They send you all over. How much do you like that job?
It would be so worth it, though. It'd be hilarious. It'd be
to
the
who?
Best
to
joke
you.
Ever. It'd be so funny to me, Brian.
But billionaires could have you killed.
They would,
and not bat an eye.
Oh God, no! I've heard. That in years past...
Do you think they play that game where they set a human being free and then hunt it? You think they do that in the Swiss Alps? They just take a guy up there, give him a head start, and then they try to hunt him?
They're billionaires, not Roose Bolton.
I don't know who that is, but I know it could be, you know...
You've slept through it in Game of Thrones.
Oh.
He was the... It doesn't... No, Ramsay Bolton?
Oh, Ramsay. Sure, Ramsay.
Oh, there you go.
Ramsay Bolton. Yeah,
Ramsay
Bolton. Yeah, Reese Witherspoon. She's not hunting anybody.
I don't know
except my heart.
She'll be there. I'm not sure.
Shakira's there. That's all you need to know. And maybe a random Kevin Spacey sighting.
I think it will be the most secure place in the world.
Of course it will.
I've heard there are actually snipers on every building, like every rooftop.
Well, yeah, if there's world leaders there and heads of... industry and things like that, of course.
Yeah. So in our next,
and then you're going to be there.
Yeah, right.
In your Bernie hoodie.
See,
that's going to be odd.
It's going to be odd,
especially when you walk in with a case of Swiss Army knives. I've got to bring some back to everybody I know.
Merry Christmas.
That would be in January.
Oh, that'd be fun.
You're very excited. You're stammering.
I'm so excited.
You should be.
I'm excited, and I don't know how much I'm allowed to say about it, but I'm...
You can tell us when you get home.
I'm going to be there, so,
that's cool.
I obviously...
Do you think they'll take your phone? Like, can you take selfies and stuff?
I'll be doing some... I'll take some photos, so check me on Twitter if you want to see. I'm sure I'll post some stuff.
If you get some... if you get a hot picture of Shakira...
I'll let you know.
I'll pay.
I will...
What if I put a bounty on it? What if I put a bounty on it? A bounty.
Would you rather have the knife or the knife?
I don't know why I said that. No, the knife. Definitely the knife.
You'd rather have the knife than the Shakira pick.
Because then I could pretend I'm a billionaire who's going to hunt a human. Mm. The most dangerous game. Mm. Mm-hmm. You ever see that movie? There was a movie like that. I think it was Ice-T that they hunted. Anthony Hopkins may have been in it.
Anthony Hopkins and Ice-T in the same film?
I believe that could be it.
That seems unlikely, but go for it. Google it.
No, I think... I think so. Now they pay for everything, right? Where are they putting you up?
Oh, I'll be. I don't know the exact.
Do they put you up in a nice hotel though? They don't make you.
No. The work's taken care of it. But I have to say, the one funny thing about traveling to and from there, I priced out the round trip flight.
Yes.
For getting to and from Switzerland, it was around $1,000, $1,100.
Wow.
Right? Which Europe. That's about right.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what we paid to go to Spain. It was probably around there.
You booked way ahead.
We booked way ahead. It was like $800.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
So within the range. And then I realized I was doing coach. I was looking at the coach tickets.
Oh. For how much? $1,200? $1,100?
$1,100, $1,200 wow. ish for round trip. So, which is expensive.
Now, do you have to pay up front and then they reimburse you, or do they? You just make the reservation and use like the corporate card? Or something?
Corporate card kind of stuff. Very nice. Yeah, yeah. I won't get too into the expenses. No, but of course. I will tell you what happened when I talked to our travel agent, and he told me what the first class round trip tickets would be. How much more do you think it would cost?
Three times as much. So $3,500.
Nope, higher.
Higher than $3,500.
Oh, yeah.
$6,750.
It was about $7,000.
To fly round trip? To Switzerland?
$7,000.
Wow.
That is...
The billionaire class.
The billionaire class.
$7,000.
Seven times more. It was almost, well, it was six to seven times more expensive.
But if you've ever walked through first class, you know.
Yeah, it's, on our next podcast, I will talk about my first class.
So they're spending $7,000 to fly you to Switzerland.
Well, again, I won't get into the numbers. No, of course. No. But that's the price.
That's the price.
But that's the cost. It's that much
more
expensive.
Now, is this a nonstop flight?
I am going nonstop.
You are going to get pampered like crazy in first class. Wow. What if you're on the plane with Shakira?
I've thought about this because I might be.
Because there might be some big shots on this plane.
Yeah, I know.
And they don't fly coach.
I know.
And you got to dress up if you fly coach. You have to dress nice to
be
in first
Shakira's
class.
Shakira's flying from L.A., though.
You got to stop somewhere.
Chicago?
Maybe L.A. to New York, and then New York to...
I should have booked it to London and then transferred in case Emma Watson.
Bang.
Dude, if I sat next to her on a plane, I'd be done. That's it.
Yeah, you'd be arrested because you'd do something lewd.
I would definitely be arrested.
You're like, hey, look at this. Ah! Want to see my wand, Emma?
Oh.
Hey, Hermione. Hey, Hermione, you ever seen a wand like this? Yes, only bigger. What? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so consider
this.
Yeah,
you're an ambassador for women.
I'm rolling past this. Yeah. Consider this a tease for the next podcast. I'll talk about what the billionaire class is like up in person. Because everyone's been talking about them for the last year. Let's meet the billionaire class.
Yeah, no doubt.
And what first class was like, and maybe a little bit about Switzerland. So there you go.
That will be very exciting. All right, just going back, it was not, I was wrong. It's called Surviving the Game. Ice-T is, in fact, the human who is hunted. But it's Rutger Hauer, Charles S. Dutton, Gary Busey, F. Murray Abraham, John McGinley, and William McNamara. They're the ones who hunt him.
Wow.
Yeah. There have been a couple like that, but that's, so there you go. That brings it all back. So, hopefully, you do not get involved in something like this.
I guess.
Surviving the Game.
I'm actually very excited.
And you should be very excited.
That I will be not in America on Inauguration Day. Or the day after, because
it's going to be difficult.
I hope it's peaceful, but if I had to make a prediction, and remember, we're recording this weeks in advance.
Yes,
if
January 9th.
I'm guessing some bad's going to happen somewhere.
Well, the Women's March on Washington is the next day. Mm-hmm. That's Saturday. And there's sister marches all over the country. I know there's a sister march here in Chicago. So that's happening. I hope that goes off, you know, without a hitch or without any violence. I have a feeling there will be people, much like any protest, there's people who hold the counterpoint to whatever you're protesting. So hopefully they don't meet with too much violent resistance, you know. But, yeah, it's going to be a very interesting time. And listen, I'm not pulling the punches anymore. I am not happy about it. And I don't, you know. He's the president. Nothing I can do about it, you know. But it's going to be a very rough. It's going to be a rough day, and it's going to be rough going forward. It's been as more things come out every day, my hope for the future dwindles a little. You know, I get a little more worried, a little more upset, and I'm also tired of being told "get over it" by a party that didn't get over it for 8 years, you know, and was obstructionist at every turn.
Yeah.
So. But, yes, it'll be fun. You'll be eating chocolate and hanging with – I bet the billionaire class doesn't even eat regular Swiss chocolate. there's probably some mountain in Switzerland where they have special chocolate only for billionaires when they come to visit. Billionaires and heads of state. And every woman there looks like the St. Pauli girl or the Swiss Miss Coco girl.
Wow.
Everyone. Well, that was where, oh no, that's Sweden. I was thinking of Sweden, Swedish erotica. That was like the, back in the 70s, that was like the big, the adult features, all Swedish erotica.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, but now that's not, you're going to Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Swiss Miss is. Instant cocoa warms you up inside. That's the line you use on Emma Watson. Hey, baby, can I be instant cocoa?
Is that the line I'm going to use?
Warm you up inside?
On Emma Watson?
Yeah, right. Of course it
actually,
is.
Actually,
well, if you didn't like my wand line.
Wait, she might be flying from L.A. because she's doing the Beauty and the Beast right. stuff. Oh, if she's on my flight, I'm going to lose it.
Tell her she's your Patronus.
She is my Patronus.
That's right.
I don't even know what that means.
You've read the books.
I know what it means.
Of course you know what
it means. She's a gazelle made of white.
Wow. That's, you've taken it too far.
It's a white glowing. Doesn't matter.
Tell her she can kiss you and you're not going to change. You're going to stay exactly the same. You're not some horned beast.
What if she tells me I'm hideous and she won't?
Then say, try it. So maybe you can turn me into a prince.
It's a win-win. It's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
I wonder how many pickup. How is she single?
Maybe she's militant. Maybe she's too militant. Maybe she's high maintenance. And there's nothing wrong with a woman who's a challenge. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But some women take it past being a challenge, and it's just too much of a hassle. Like, a very smart woman is great, and a woman who keeps you on your toes is fantastic, and a woman who sometimes you have to verbally spar with or exchange ideas with, that's all wonderful. But sometimes it's like, and guys do this too, you take it to the level where it's just exhausting.
Well, she probably intimidates any American
right.
with her accent.
Oh, see, but that's, you're not worried about that because you're Mr. International.
I might bust out.
I enjoy the fact that we're plotting how you're going to hit on Emma Watson. But by the time your girlfriend hears this, you'll have already left her for Emma Watson.
Oh, man.
So this is foreshadowing. Sorry.
Or is it history?
Oh, history has its eye on you.
Now we're dealing with the whole time travel thing.
I don't like that.
You know,
time travel freaks me out.
On podcasts.
And I never understand it.
All right, well, we can move past this.
No, we have to stay on how you're going to land Emma Watson.
How I'm going to land her?
Mm-hmm.
First, we got to take off.
You're a sweet talker.
Fly in the air.
Have you ever had the kind of an interaction with a celebrity where you had to say something witty and you completely fell apart?
I haven't interacted with many celebrities. If I sit down next to her and it's her, what do I say?
Here's what I would say. But my guess is Emma Watson sits down next to you. You're both in first class, so you're having a Bellini or a mimosa, something classy. You're not doing just shots. I would like to see you, though, with like six shots just lined up on your tray. And Emma Watson sits down and you're like, hey, just throwing back shots.
Well, I have to order something classy.
Right. That's how I'd go with a mimosa or a Bellini.
A mimosa?
Yes. What time are you leaving?
Like 8 at night.
Oh, 8 at night. No, now you want a cocktail. Go with a strong man's cocktail.
Right.
You like bullet rye.
I like whiskey.
Bourbon. Go whiskey. Get a nice whiskey drink.
Just whiskey on the rocks.
Yeah. Straight out, get a Manhattan or an old fashioned, something whiskey.
Because it's got to be manly, but also womanly because feminism.
Well, sure, because feminism. Well, ladies like, I know a lot of ladies who like whiskey, so whiskey might be a good icebreaker.
Okay.
Can I get you a drink? But she goes, no, duh, it's first class.
Yeah.
I get enough drink.
It's all free.
Hi, how are you? And then you look, and maybe if she doesn't put headphones on right away, then you're golden. Then you play cool for a little bit. You have a drink. Oh, what are you drinking? Oh. But not too cheesy, because you don't want her to pick up a book and shut you out. And just go, I just want to tell you I'm a big fan of your work. That's nice. And it's, you're not making a big fuss. You're not, then she knows you know who you are, who she is. Or maybe you play it off like you don't know who she is.
That's what I was thinking.
You play it too cool. Not too cool where you're not going to talk to her, but you just, and then maybe down the road, when you introduce yourself, oh, hi, I'm Cody. She goes, hi, I'm Emma. Oh, hi, how are you? What do you do?
And then I say, what do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Hmm.
And she goes, I'm the UN ambassador for women. And you go, damn, I thought you were Harry Potter's girlfriend, yo. And
no,
you get all street.
No. That's when I say, that's funny, because I'm also an ambassador to women. It's brilliant. There's no way she's ever heard that before.
That's brilliant.
I'm going to charm it.
I think so. You're charming the pants right off her.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in first class, you must be able to do that too. I would imagine in first class you could do all sorts of things.
I was wondering about that.
Because you can lay down and... You know,
what are they going to not let me do in for $7,000?
$7,000, you probably have a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Get a foot rub. Get anything. Get a manicure. $7,000, you should be able to do whatever the hell. It should be Sodom and Gomorrah.
I should be able to smoke.
No.
Not just cigarettes, anything.
But you should be able to smoke, and they take, but you're smoking in like a little hood, and all the smoke goes back to coach. So there's no smoke in first class. You guys are all smoking cigars and weed and hash and everything, building bonfires and burning leaves. I don't even know where you got the leaves on the plane, but they're bringing in bags of leaves for you to burn so you have that nice autumnal smell during the flight. And all the smoke is just going back to steerage where everybody's crammed in and hoping they get a free glass of water because they only paid $1,200 to fly across the ocean. Oh, can we please go take a look? No. We actually have the cast of Hamilton up here doing live performances. What do you have back there? I got to watch Lilo and Stitch on VCR.
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 That's what they have in coach
one VCR.
Now. One VCR.
And it's the tracking is off, so every once in a while you get those white lines that run through it, and they don't care. They don't come back and adjust the tracking.
No.
They just go, shut up.
And if it stops and they don't feel like changing the tape,
right.
Just restart it.
Yeah. Or they don't rewind it.
Yeah.
So you only get the last couple minutes.
Oh.
And then you have to sit through the 48 Disney previews before you get to the movie. It's like, can we fast forward? Shut up. Go up front. They actually have live Disney characters up there dancing and fornicating for your pleasure. Really? Yes, it's like ancient Rome. It's like Nero is up there fiddling while first class burns. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, there's a guy who's got Hermione Granger spinning around on a magic wand doing all sorts of weird things, casting an Erectronus spell.
I'll ask her. An Electronus?
What do you do with this? How do you get this thing to rise up?
When's the last time you rode a broom?
Oh, that's, man.
This podcast took a turn.
It did, but it's fun. I'm just picturing you with, I almost said Hillary Duff.
Oh, wow, God.
I don't know why you'd be with Hillary Duff.
That'd be fine, too, yeah. I guess.
I was going to say Hermione Granger, and I thought Hillary Duff.
Yeah.
You and Lizzie McGuire?
Now you've got
all
my hopes up.
What if you had a threesome of Lizzie McGuire and Hermione Granger?
I get my hopes up. Now this is cruel. I'm probably going to sit next to some dude, because it's always a dude.
Yeah. But see, in first class, you're not even really next to them, kind of. It might be like the first class going to Spain on Iberia, it wasn't even like two seats. Everybody had like their own little pod.
I've seen.
Yeah, that's what you need.
There is a couple feet kind of between.
What airline are you going to,
I think United.
Is it Swiss Air?
United, I think, maybe. Uh-oh.
I'm sure they have a lovely first class. Do you get to go in the lounge then, too, at the airport?
I don't know.
Like the ambassador lounge or something?
All I care about is I hope that...
Because you could be liquored before you even got on the plane.
I'm just pumped about the airline miles because I use my traveler reward program.
Ah, ding, dang, dong.
So I'm guessing you earn miles based on how much money you spend, not the miles traveled, right?
I don't know anything about that.
It really
I don't travel enough.
So am I getting 1,000 miles of credit or am I getting $7,000 of mile credit?
Oh, I think... Yeah, I don't know.
You know what? I would imagine if you're spending six times more for your ticket,
you're getting
more miles.
Oh, yeah, you're getting more miles.
So,
trust me, you're first class, you're getting more miles.
I better be.
First class or ticket.
That's like a flight. That's like a free domestic flight.
They are taking you. You're getting everything.
I hope so.
Yeah, so check. That would be great to get to go in the
lounge.
The lounge beforehand. Hang out like you're Don Draper in Mad Men.
Ooh, I should wear a suit.
You should wear something. Right. You should wear something slick.
I'll do that.
Nice sport coat. You can get a nice sport coat.
I can get a nice sport. I have a couple nice sport
coats. Yeah, you got to look a little, because it's Europe, you know?
Europe,
you know how European guys dress.
This was the funniest thing.
Dress for the job you want, not the job you have.
There's a guy coming from our London office, and
sure, he's dapper.
I emailed him, and I said, what do we wear? And he said, no suits. And then this guy, his emails are usually one or two lines. This question I asked him in an email about what to wear, seven lines.
Really?
And it's like, oh, you can wear this and this and this, and here's a picture of me. And he looks
great.
Like a European.
Yes.
And I'm here thinking, all right, I'm not going to I didn't know half the words in the email.
Oh, really?
I literally...
Such as?
I'm going to pull it up.
Please, because I love fashion. You know, I love talking fashion.
You are such a fashion person.
It's because... And I, you know, if you saw me now, you wouldn't know it. But it's from all my years of working at Marshall Field's and my years of subscribing to GQ magazine.
Is that what it's from?
I think so. And my dad was a good fashion example. And my brother Dennis is—he's one of these fashion forward. He's crazy about it.
All right, where is this email?
But no, I'm all into. That's why you know my style. I have my own, I think, personal style, but I tend toward classic when it's for dressing up, wearing like coats and things. That's why I got last time when we talked about. Going to the theater. I think you should dress. And if I was flying first class to Europe, I would. Oh, man.
All right. So he said I could wear a jacket, V-neck / roll neck sweater.
Okay.
What is that?
A roll neck. You know how a crew neck is just this. A roll neck, what it sounds like. Like a turtleneck, but it's not a turtleneck. It's shorter and it rolls down.
It's like a turtleneck, but
No.
Loose.
It's not as tall as a turtleneck. It's like a crew neck sweater. Which is just the regular rounded, like your T-shirt is a crew neck. A T-shirt is a crew neck.
Right.
Okay, so this, you can't see now, T-shirts but I'm wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah,
that's
right,
a crew neck.
Sure.
Now imagine if that neck came up a little bit, but it rolled over. It rolled down like if your sock rolled down or something.
Do you own one of those?
I do not. I own V-neck sweaters.
I don't own a roll neck sweater.
No. But they're out there. It's not unusual.
But I don't own one.
Yeah. All right. So maybe you got to do a little shopping.
I didn't even know what a roll neck sweater was.
Okay.
And now I do, and
right.
I don't have any.
No,
and,
you don't.
And I'm supposed to wear a shirt with smart trousers.
Smart trousers just means not jeans. It means like and not Dockers, but like a nice.
I have express dress pants.
Yeah. Like yeah, a smart trouser is sort of a dress pant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Did
he go into shoes? Did he go into footwear?
He actually did go into shoes.
Of course
shoe.
He did.
Several,
this guy knows what he's up to.
Several different shoe
guy,
options.
Oh, yes.
I love that this is posting.
Did he use the term monk strap at all?
What is that?
It's a type of shoe.
Did he use snowshoe.
A snowshoe.
Like a heavy fabric fur-lined smart black Converse sneaker with good grips for the snow and a smart woolen jacket. Plus a snow jacket, as it is freezing in the mountains, plus warm socks.
All right.
No suit.
So that sounds easy. You want to have one or two nice jackets, sport coats, a couple sweaters to wear underneath them with some snappy pants. You need a nice woolen coat, and then you're like winter. I wouldn't wear your Packers leather jacket.
No.
I wouldn't bring that.
It's a little old.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's Europe.
Logo.
Yeah, you want to be.
I will go clothing shopping tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
A little extra.
I wish I could go. That would be fun. I would love to outfit you for your European vacation, for your trip.
My parents were in town Saturday. I don't
this
know
was
why.
The, yeah, that was the time.
That was dumb.
I need some smart trousers, and I need I need a heavy woolen coat.
European man.
Yeah, I love it. I think that's great. I like the days when people would dress to fly.
Here's what I do.
What do you do? What's your game?
I sit next to Hermione and I say, "Listen, Emma, you're from Europe, right? I've got a couple outfits.
I heard your accent.
I've got a couple outfits for this deal and I've got some free time when we land. Can you suggest me a couple outfits? Let's get on Pinterest and then we'll Pinterest together."
I would almost ask her if she could recommend, if she's been to, because she's a style, she's a fashion icon,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
If she could suggest anywhere in Switzerland. What town are you going to be in? What city?
Zurich. Well, I'm landing in Zurich. Okay. And go to Davos.
If there's anywhere she could recommend for you to go, pick a few things up. Of course, they'd be way too expensive for you and for me.
Right.
Any store she would shop in.
I would charge it and not care.
Right. And they'd say, well, would you mind? Do you have some free time? We're both going to the same conference. Can you help me out a little bit? Because I want to look good, especially since I'm going to be squiring you around. Boom. You know, as your escort, wouldn't you like to dress me?
Mm.
And then I'll undress you.
There you go. Boom. There it is.
That's the game plan.
This
That's
has
how you do it.
Been a great role-playing podcast.
Listen, I want you to do well over there. I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to, but I want you to, and again, I admire your girlfriend quite a bit, so I would feel bad for her. I know she'd be crushed. But, you know.
YOLO.
Yeah, right.
And no, if Hermione's she knows
you'd leave her for Hermione?
She knows.
Maybe Hermione's into like an open relationship and you all three of you could cohabitate.
That is the those are the terms I would present to Emma Watson.
Those are the terms?
I would say, look, I am
madly. Now is this before or after she's taken you shopping?
After.
Oh yeah, of course.
I would say I am madly in love with my beautiful girlfriend, who I'm sure I've mentioned many times at this point.
And is this before or after coitus?
Maffer. However, this night was very special, and I would like to continue indefinitely with you and my girlfriend, who I am very madly in love with. You should return to the States, because they call it the States.
The States, of course.
You should return to the States with me, across the pond.
Yes.
Cross back across the pond with me.
And then lay across my lap.
And I
don't know why this got so random.
I got...
So you're going to propose an open relationship to Emma Watson and your girlfriend?
Why not?
What does it hurt?
Exactly.
What's the worst that can happen?
Who wouldn't?
You end up alone.
This has gone in a direction I did not anticipate.
Me either. But I get maybe it's all on my mind because I was a bachelor all weekend. I was all by myself.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Well, you know how it is. Molly was going back to school.
How it is.
How it is when you're married and then suddenly you're alone.
I do know how that is.
Right. So Molly had to go back to school because she was going to Dragon Con or Wizard World, one of the comic conventions in New Orleans. She does the shadow cast thing of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's right.
So she was doing this whole thing with Barry Bostwick, who she said, how was Barry Bostwick? It's very sad because he kept talking about, like, his glory days back years ago and all these weird little parts that he had that nobody knew. And it was kind of depressing. I was like, oh, did you get a picture? I got a picture of the group, but I didn't get a picture with him.
Who's Barry Bostwick?
Barry Bostwick was one of the stars of the Rocky Horror Picture Show movie.
Oh.
He was whatever the guy's name is. Brad.
Never seen it.
Okay. I've never seen the whole thing either. But anyway, so she had to go. She was going back to New Orleans. And this is the first year that she's living off campus. Because, of course, last semester she was in Spain. So now she's going back and she's living off campus. And I was chastised because I called it an apartment. It's a house. I said, well, aren't there, you know, a couple floors? And, well, it's divided, but it's still a house. But it's divided into apartments. So we got into a semantics argument. Doesn't matter. So She's going down to move into this place. Well, she had to be, so she leaves Thursday night because she, all day Friday, she's going to be working on stuff for this convention thing on Saturday. Well, Debbie had told me that she was going to go down with Molly to help her get settled in her new place. And because Molly wasn't going to be there on Saturday, we had to ship stuff so that Debbie could pick it up at UPS on, she wasn't going to be around the house, and we didn't want the boxes just sitting outside this apartment in some sketchy New Orleans neighborhood. So anyway, so Debbie flew, I took Debbie to the airport on Friday, so now it's just me and the dog until noon today when I picked Debbie up at the airport.
No wonder you're so chatty.
I'm very chatty, because the dog is a horrible conversationalist.
Right.
And I've also been trying to be very good since the new year with going back on eating right, which I've realized my willpower is back pretty much until I get home and it's 11 o'clock.
At night?
At night after Tony and Tina's. So I come home Friday night after Tony and Tina. Now I had dinner at 6, which is my normal like dinner time. And usually if I have dinner at 6, well, when I'm at home, I'm in bed at 10, 10:30, so I'm not hungry. Well, now I'm getting home at 11, 11:30. I'm starving again.
Got to have dinner later.
Well, I'm doing a show. Can't have dinner during
the show.
Got to
have dinner during the show.
Well, what I did have was a couple of beers and some caramel corn, which is probably not the best.
Not good.
No, that's
a lot of points.
Not the best thing. Yeah, but the good thing is I had not had many points throughout the rest of the day. So I was like, okay. And then I decided, so that was Friday night. Take Debbie to the airport, go do the show, come home. It's weird. The dog knows nobody else is around, so she's whining nonstop. I'm trying to comfort her, and the only way I know how, by telling her to shut up. And so now I'm like, and it's weird. I don't sleep well anymore when Debbie's not around. I used to be able to sleep all day. Now she's not there. And it's not like I'm afraid that somebody's going to come in the house. You know, I'm not scared. It's just weird.
It's romantical. You
know, I don't know if it is.
Is it?
Is it romantical? She didn't think so today when I told her. I go, I didn't sleep too good when you weren't here. Oh, but you miss me? Yeah, I guess.
Marriage. That's what it's about.
It is all about marriage. Well, so Saturday, now the show was early. And I come home and I'm like, oh, man, now here we go again. So I decide I'm going to get some Chinese food. And I have a couple of beers. Then I have this bottle of bourbon.
Wait, before the show?
No, this is after the show.
Oh, okay.
Because the show was at 5. So now it's 8:15 when I get home. So it's dinner time now.
Where'd you get this bottle of bourbon?
I got it as a gift.
All right.
I got it as a gift from one of my castmates because I was driving her a lot. She had broken her arm. So now I've got a bottle of bourbon that's been sitting on the counter for a few weeks, you know? And I had gone out and I had bought bitters and I had bought sugar cubes and I had bought cherries. So I think to myself, well, you know what it's time for? Time to learn to make old fashions.
What kind of bitters did you get?
I bought orange bitters and regular Agostino bitters. And I tried the orange bitters in the old fashioned. Because there was a big dispute. I made a point. I posted a picture and people were like, oh, you're using bourbon for an old fashioned? I was like, yeah, I followed all the recipes. It says bourbon or rye. Well, in Wisconsin, it's brandies. They only use brandy for old-fashioned. I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't care. So I make one, and I've never made them before, so I muddle up my sugar cube with a little bitters and a dash of water, get that all taken care of. I put in, and I don't realize that I've got a double old-fashioned glass. So I have a glass that's really big.
Oh.
So I pour in the right amount of bourbon, and I look at it, and I go, well, that doesn't look like enough bourbon at all. So I have to add a little more bourbon. And first one, I had used a little too much bitter. So now I've had a couple of Christmas ales, some Chinese food, and I'm about to put the hurting on some bourbon. So I drink the bourbon, and I'm watching The Hateful Eight. So it was like the ultimate guy night.
Wow.
I'm watching The Hateful Eight. I'm drinking bourbon. I finish the first one. I go, I got to try another one. Well, the second one was better. Because I used, my sugar cubes were very tiny, so I used 2 sugar cubes and not as many bitters. Oh, delicious, delicious. So this is what happens. So I'm alone, and I can't, not that I can't, I shouldn't say I can't stop drinking, because that's bad. But I'm like, all right, I might as well try them. I'm by myself. So I had a couple old fashions, a couple beers, some Chinese food. And then I'm just looking at the dog as we watch The Hateful Eight. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I didn't care for it.
Yeah, right? I'm over Quentin Tarantino, I think.
Oh, I'm not over Quentin Tarantino.
I am. You know when I was over Quentin Tarantino? What was the movie with the two parts? The Planet Terror and Death Race or Death something?
Grindhouse? That stuff?
Yes, The Grindhouse.
I didn't see that.
Okay, yeah.
Not good?
I didn't care for it. And I had a big discussion with one of my buddies because the second half, boy, I just did not like it at all. Because it's revolves around a group of women and they just swear nonstop, and I'm like, I get it, you know. And I love profanity and I don't mind women using profanity, but after about 40 minutes, it's like, is there anything else these women could say?
Is it that bad?
Oh, I thought so.
Oh.
But yeah, Hateful Eight. I was looking forward to it, and I needed a 3-hour slot because again, it was like an hour too long.
It's got an intermission.
I'm sorry, you're very tired.
No,
we'll wrap it up. Oh, it's getting late.
No, it's fine. My girlfriend loved it, though.
Did she really?
And a lot of my friends liked it a lot.
It was okay.
I really liked Inglourious Basterds.
Yes.
A lot.
All right.
I never saw the Django Unchained.
I have turned that movie on cable about 7 times, and I always turn it on in the exact same place.
Oh.
So I have to watch that one. Because I like Jamie Foxx. But yeah, this one, it was okay. And, you know, maybe it was the fact that I had, you know, was drinking bourbon. And I was like, all right. But that was it. And then, so then Sunday, I'm like left to my own devices again. Oh, what am I going to do? But I ate better. I ate my usual diet food, but I still had to have a couple beers.
So the moral of the story is don't leave Brian alone.
Don't leave me alone.
And don't feed you after midnight.
No, I'm like a gremlin.
Yeah.
Because if it gets too – like, I'm really good at eating sensibly and healthy. But then it gets to a certain point, like 11:30, 12 o'clock, I'll kill somebody for something.
Does being social or not make a difference?
If I were out, I wouldn't have been meaning, like, toward the eating part?
Yeah.
Like, if I had been out Friday night after the show rather than going home, would I have eaten the caramel corn?
No, I'm thinking, like, if your family was home Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, no, that would, yeah. No, I would have, maybe we would have had the Chinese food for dinner. I might, yeah.
Might have been the same.
Might have been the
same. It can be the same.
Except for the Hateful Eight.
There's no right or wrong answer.
No, I know. I'm trying to think. No, it probably would have been the same. I probably would have had, maybe I would have had, maybe I would have foregone the dinner beers. But maybe not.
Mm.
And I still would have tried that because I've been looking for an excuse to try to make an old-fashioned. That I can't do, you know, when I'm jetting off to teach kindergarten in the morning.
Not usually.
Make one for breakfast. Hey, just go into school with a highball. How's it going, kids? No, I can't do that. So, yeah, that was it. And as much as they don't want to hear it, I don't think I function well alone anymore. I used to think I could function well nonstop by myself and I never needed anybody else. I think I've been with people for so long now. If I had to, I probably could. But you'd probably be getting more calls.
Yeah. Oh, man.
A lot more texts if I was by myself all the time.
Yeah, but if that comes with more highballs.
Oh, sure. I'll always. Listen, you know the fridge is always full of beers and there's always liquor around.
I'm a bourbon guy.
I got the bourbon.
Whiskey.
I like. You know what? I like that, too. And it's impressed the young kids at the theater. Because if we go out, I'll get a Manhattan or an Old Fashioned. And they think, you know, because they all drink, you know, either beer, which I love beer, but something with Coke in it or, you know, sweet,
yeah.
Like a mixed drink. They don't drink a drink, like yeah. A hearty drink. And so when I'm ordering that, they all comment, man, what are you drinking? A Manhattan. Oh, real drink. Even one of the lead girl who plays Tina, who's very nice, her dad probably might even be a couple years younger than me. But he was at the theater one night and I was having a drink and he's like, what are you having? I said, a Manhattan. He's like, whoa, you're a serious man.
Look how manly you are.
Listen, I am so manly.
All right. So if I am sitting next to Emma Watson, I get a Manhattan.
Manly drink. Get a Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Get a Manhattan. Old fashioned, you could go too. People like those.
I'll do the Manhattan.
Manhattans are good. Manhattan's a good drink.
Sounds classy.
And it sounds classy. It looks like you know what you're doing. You've been here before, you know. Maybe you have a nice roll collar sweater on. That would be nice.
Now we're reaching a little bit.
No, get
I
an,
think.
You can get a roll collar sweater at like the Gap or something.
I'll see what I can do.
You can do it. You can get, especially now. This is the time to be buying sweaters and winter gear. Everything's on clearance.
Is
this
it?
The best time for you to go shopping for this kind of stuff.
Perfect.
Everything. All the winter stuff is deeply discounted so they can bring in the spring stuff.
Everything must go.
Yes.
Bye.
I have to start buying resort wear in another month.
You do?
Yes.
Beach body shape.
Oh, man. As I was working my abs today, I was like, oh, I got to have a little cut. Now, I'm never going to have abs, but if there's some definition where people go, oh, he might have abs.
Under there.
I just want to leave. There's a question where there's like, oh, there's, all right, okay, I get it. I don't want it to look like just some gelatinous thing flopping over my my Speedo.
Is that what you're going to wear,
a Speedo? Oh, in the Dominican, got to go Speedo. And I'm getting a huge medallion. I'm going to look like Flava Flav.
Yeah, get a clock.
Yeah. What time is it? Yeah, that's what you got to do, right?
Very functional. Maybe I'll try and get you a Swiss Army knife with a clock.
You
can hang like a 4-foot Swiss Army knife around your neck.
That would be so
terrific.
Pull
out the clock part, and then if somebody tries to rob you.
Because you know, one, I like to, that's a good, if somebody tries to rob me, that's perfect. I also like to snorkel. And if I'm attacked by some sort of sea creature, I would need to unfold one of the 31 options on this knife and get at it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. That's not right.
A scuba diving suit is one of the features in the 48-plus feature Swiss Army knife.
The big Swiss Army knife.
Yeah,
yeah, and then the raft comes out to actually jets me away. That would be
nice.
Seems
unrealistic, and yet.
The Swiss know how to do it.
They're good engineers. Swiss engineered? You ever heard that?
I have not.
Me neither.
Is that IKEA or is that Swedish? That's Swedish because they have the meatballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like IKEA.
I like meatballs.
Do you? Swedish meatballs?
Any meatballs.
I like American. I like Italian meatballs.
I like American Italian meatballs.
No, no, no. I like an Italian meatball. I don't like the Swedish meatball gravy. Kind of a creamy, whitish.
I can't. I mean, Italian food's pretty top tier.
Yeah, you can't beat Italian food.
So.
Circling all the way back to the beginning of the last podcast we did when we were talking about Pettorinos.
Wow.
All comes back.
Well,
let's wrap it up.
We got to end it there.
Yeah,
then.
We do have to end it.
Well, thanks for listening to this episode.
I kept you.
We'll podcast again soon. It will be glorious. The next time I will be talking about my adventure in Switzerland and in Europe.
And we'll talk about the inauguration.
Will we?
And the march.
You want to talk about the inauguration?
How will we not?
I don't know, Brian.
How do we not talk about the... We'll talk about Switzerland,
we'll see
course.
What happens. And then you can find my podcast, Game Life Balance US, on WGNRadio.com. I talk about video games on it, but also other stuff. And our last episode, actually, we talked about something else that wasn't video games. Don't remember what. Oh, you know what?
Trying to find balance, right?
We actually talked about suits.
Suits?
And about like what to wear, what men
really?
Wear. Yeah, yeah. We talked about...
talked about men's fashion?
We talked a little bit men's fashion.
How did you do?
Well, my trip came up a little bit, but you'll have to listen to... But we talked about something else, too, that was very funny, but I am very tired and sleep deprived.
You are very tired. I've noticed that. You've been yawning the entire podcast. And I know it's not me, because I am fascinating.
You are
and you told your story, so that I don't know why you would fall asleep during your own story.
Actually, you know what? We talk about casinos and gambling and gaming in casinos.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That sounds fascinating.
Because we're thinking about going to Vegas this summer.
Oh.
My girlfriend's never gone.
Really?
And my co-host, John, goes to Vegas like every year. He loves
Vegas.
Is that
right?
Yeah.
I haven't been to Vegas in a long time.
Really? You want to come?
Yeah. I don't know. The summer?
Yeah.
What do I got going on in the summer? I'll have to see. You know.
All right.
I like Vegas. All right. We'll talk about that later. Yes, go to Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter, Brian Noonan on Instagram. Of course, you can see everything at WGN Radio. Look at the schedule. You never know when I'm going to pop up.
But we will be back on the
29th. And then we're doing four Sundays in a row. And Blackhawks season, well, it might go into June again. We hope the Blackhawks have a lot of success. We also hope a lot of their games are not on Sunday in the postseason.
Yeah.
Because we're hoping they get to the playoffs.
There's that.
So a lot to do. All right. You've got to get some sleep. We've got to get out of here. Have a wonderful day, night, whenever you're listening to this. Afternoon.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Yeah, bye.